This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A Chelsea man is home with his family for the first time in 5 months after he was released from federal immigration custody. 44-year-old Francisco Rodriguez fled gang violence in El Salvador and entered the U.S. illegally in 2006. He's still facing deportation, but for now, will wait out the legal proceedings at home. WBUR Shannon Dooling is caught up with Rodriguez as he tries to get back to normal.
Francisco Rodriguez is trying to pick up where he left off.
Hi, looking for Melanie.
Melanie,
that she called.
Rodriguez has picked up his 10-year-old daughter Melanie at school almost every day since she was 3 years old.
My second time that I come to pick her out
here. Uh-huh. You want to access this office over here?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
But this is a new school to Rodriguez. A security guard points him toward the administration office. For the last 5 months, Rodriguez has been at the Suffolk County House of Corrections, detained by federal immigration authorities, while the government tries to deport him back to his native El Salvador. He missed the beginning of the new school year when his eldest daughter started the fifth grade.
I'm looking for Melanie Rodriguez. She called me. I'm her dad.
Rodriguez enters the school office and is told that students were dismissed earlier in the afternoon.
She's my daughter.
Our school dismisses at 1:40 on Tuesdays, and then on special days, usually we dismiss at 4:15. Uh-huh. But because of the holiday break, today was a dismissal at 1:40.
Well,
so all of our, all this here.
Yeah, she's here. She called me. Uh-huh, she called me. Oh, she's over, actually, she's over there. Melanie.
Melanie Rodriguez, wearing a glittery winter hat with the letter M on the front, peers through the glass into the office. He walks into the hallway and gives his daughter a hug. Riding in the car, heading back home from school, Melanie Rodriguez says she can't really think of a better Christmas present than having her dad back home.
It feels complete because the family was apart. Now I have the company of all my family, and it feels more like teamwork when we all work together.
It feels like teamwork when we all work together, she said. Pulling up outside of their house, Melanie slings her backpack over her shoulder. She and her dad climb the front stairs, settling back into their routine. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.